Greetings, magnificent souls, to the Lily Bewley podcast, where we have open and honest discussions about ourselves. This is your host, Lily Bewley, and I'm honored to have conversations here with thought leaders, visionaries, healers, and even solo conversations with myself about things I am currently reflecting on. This is a place where we break down, break away, and break through our emotional trauma, allowing ourselves to be healthy, be happy, and live a peaceful life. We are tired of being sick and tired. We are tired, but we are not giving up. We know that there is something magnificent inside of us. And because we are fighting daily, hourly, and by the minute, fighting ourselves, our jobs, our unhappiness, we have to do things differently. We have to break the cycle. We don't have a million chances. We have to be happy now. We have to find a way. So how do we do that? How is that possible? If you look around at what society is telling you, they tell you that what we're doing is impossible. Yet it's happening every single day. And it's happening through the practice and the love that we call awakening the magnificent soul. We are all magnificent souls. And these are our stories of healing. Today in episode 160, a solo episode today about unfiltered love. Embracing the power of unconditional acceptance. Before we get into the show, don't forget to let me know your thoughts about this episode or anything you would like me to cover on future podcasts by dropping me a DM on Instagram. Remember, it is a safe place and I would welcome the discussion. And also a request, if you are enjoying the show, please rate and share and review so we can get the word out to more and more souls who want to heal. And now on to today's episode, Unfiltered Love, Embracing the Power of Unconditional Acceptance. So why are we talking about this today? Everyone, at least everyone that I know, myself included, my clients, pretty much everyone I know in my life really, really craves unconditional love. If you've written down what you want in a partnership, what you want in your current partner, isn't it really just to be loved unconditionally? Like really unconditional, like being messy and being who you are, being goofy and funny and exciting, and that being really you instead of a mask that you wear, and being loved for that. One of the things that I've learned most about my current partnership, it's that when I show my flaws and the way that my partner responds to my perceived flaws, they aren't really flaws. They're just my uniqueness and who I am based off my experiences and what I know, what I've been through. But the way that he responds to the things that I perceive that are wrong with me, or parts of me that perceive that are wrong with me, is uncomfortable. But it's also so beautiful at the same time. So I think all of us really, really crave to be loved for who we are unconditionally. We say that we want unconditional love, but how do we get that? And that's what I want to hash out today. So how do we know if we are ready to be loved unconditionally? How do we know? We say that we want to be. We've written out lists of what we want in a partner. We say we unconditionally love ourselves. So shouldn't we be ready to be loved unconditionally? It's a tough line. It's a tough line to cross because I know you have been doing your personal development work. I know that you have read the books and listened to the podcast, maybe even been in therapy, maybe been in coaching, one of my programs or not. And that love that you're craving just can't seem to show up, whether that you're in relationship right now or that you're dating right now. And the hard part is really about this work through what I've known myself and what I see with my clients on a day-to-day is that knowing what we want or what we deserve and what we desire And based off all the things that we've known from the past, the relationships that we've known in the past, the relationships that we've been modeled, and then what we really want actually showing up in real life is like, that's the huge gap that we have. And to be completely honest, we can't get to that today yet because we have not been loved unconditionally. Think about it. Think about the household that you grew up in. Think about the school that you went to. Think about the previous past relationships, failed relationships, and divorces that you've been in. Think about your friends. Think about your job. How much of the love, if you're really, really honest with yourself, how much of the love that you received or perceived love that you've received from all these parts of your life had to do with not you being who you are, but what you produced, what role you succeeded at, how much you helped, how much you were an anchor for other people, how much you were a helper for other people in your family, failed relationships, school, kids, etc. Think about that and look at that deeply. And first of all, I want to say that that part of you or those parts of you are not bad parts of you. So please, when you hear this, don't beat yourself up of seeing this pattern in yourself, because actually it makes sense based off what you've been through. So let me first say that. So when we point this out, let's just be aware with love and no judgment if we can. And the thing is if you are not seeing people attracted into your life that can love you unconditionally for who you are, and you can feel that deep in your gut, in your soul. Like the way that I experience this is because I had never had this before, this was new for me, just like it's going to be new for you. And when parts of me in the past have perceived me doing wrong, not being enough, not being good enough, not performing enough, not achieving enough, not being perfect enough, not controlling enough. When parts of me see that currently in my relationship and then see my partner's reaction to my perceived flaws, but his reaction is very loving and honest and present. And no matter what I do, or what parts of me may do, he does love me for who I am. He is still committed to the path that we set out for ourselves and that he set out for himself. But parts of me believe that if I'm not those past roles, then he will leave. Okay, so what does that mean? What's happening on the inside of you when this happens? This is where the healing work is really deep. Because if you've healed enough to loving yourself, look, everything that you're experiencing in your dating and relationships, whatever belief, whatever behavior, whatever emotions, whatever thoughts that are happening in your relationship are almost all of the time a direct mirror to what's happening inside of you. So if you don't see people in your life that are loving you unconditionally, there are parts inside of you, subconsciously and unconsciously most likely, that are not feeling or are not seeing or being heard or understood in the way of being unconditionally accepted and loved inside of yourself. So you may think, well, how can I change that? This is where the gap comes in that we talked about earlier, because it's not that easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. The simplicity of it is to get in a healing or coaching program where you have to show up week after week to start to heal these parts. That's the simple part. It's not easy because parts of you inside of you think that you have already done this work and will not let you allow you, because it's very scary. It involves vulnerability. It involves letting go of control. It involves dropping your perfectionism. It involves you being who you are authentically and vulnerable inside of yourself and inside of this container. So embracing the power of unconditional acceptance is healing on the inside the parts of you, subconsciously and unconsciously, that do not see that unconditional love inside of yourself is safe. So that is why that you're not seeing it on the outside of yourself from anyone in your life. So the question is, what parts of you are protecting you from looking at those unconditional aspects of yourself? Like, what happens when you make a mistake? Do you go back home and replay the scenario over and over and over? I know I used to. I used to beat myself up over the smallest things. And actually now, because of my healing and what I teach my clients, is actually there's a really good reason for why I am, or parts of me are the way they are. So in order to attract and be loved unconditionally, there has to be an unconditional acceptance, love, and compassion that is innate. And it's the first option instead of the second option. And this is really hard because you cannot willpower yourself into doing this. Wouldn't it be nice just to have that switch turn on instead of the negative thoughts, the negative feelings, the negative beliefs, and the negative emotions? And that's what healing is about. Healing is so important because it changes your neural pathways. It changes your nervous system, the way that the pathways inside your nervous system are wired. And the reason it doesn't come automatically to you is because, just like, you know, repetition, you need repetition to create a skill in your life. It's the same thing with this thing that you want. You can't positive think your way, you can't willpower your way into unconditional love. That's kind of an oxymoron. So my invitation for you is to look inside of yourself and see where in your life, if you can, that you, parts of you, are not able to hold compassion or vulnerability inside of yourself. And if you can't see that and you're still feeling like you're not loved unconditionally, then that is your, that's your, what's the word? Like, that's the go-to for healing. Like, that's the signpost. Put yourself in a healing container, therapy, coaching, that is going to help you rewire your brain and rewire your body. So the first things that you think of is love and compassion instead of hate and anger inside of yourself. I hope that helps you today. Don't forget that you are loved. You are supported. Also, two things. Please don't forget to support the show by going to the link in the show notes. 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, $9.99 a month can help me with energy, help me with production of the podcast. And you can buy me a coffee. I'd love that. Thank you in advance. Also, don't forget to take the Feminine Dating Archetype quiz at the link in the show notes. And lastly, I am now enrolling for Enough and Transcendence, two of my programs. Go to the link in the show notes to grab your spot for a complimentary love audit, where we can see if any of my programs, that's $47 to $3,000 a month, what fits for you in your journey, where you want to go, so that you can find that unconditional love on the inside first, and then so you can get that mirrored on the outside of you. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much. And I love you. And we'll see you next time.